Welcome to the As the Leader Grows podcast. I am your host, Ken Jocelyn. I truly believe that everyone has something incredible to offer this world, but we too often get in our own way. We let the noise of this world crush our confidence and rob us of our focus. We let people and circumstances influence how we lead ourselves and how we lead others. The good news, you're not alone, and the change you desire is not out of reach. It's just on the other side of your decision to grow. A decision to grow into the leader that you're meant to be. If you're ready to build the confidence, gain the clarity, and create the community you deserve, you have landed in the right spot, and now is your time to grow. Fam, welcome to another episode of As the Leader Grows. My name is Ken Jocelyn, and I have, again, the unbelievable honor to be able to come to you guys every week with my Coaching with Ken segment. Super excited today. I want to talk about high performers. I want to talk about high performance. I want to talk about urgency. I want to talk about passion. I want to talk about feeling a call. The title for today, I know you probably saw it if you're already listening, is Guidelines, Deadlines, and Butts on the Line. My good friend, Pastor Matt Keller down at Next Level Church in Fort Myers, Florida, is where I first heard that phrase several years ago. Guidelines, deadlines, and butts on the line. And I want to talk a lot about deadlines today. I want to talk about urgency today. And I want to start with a couple quotes that I read in Brendon Burchard's book, High Performance Habits. You guys know my good friend, Randy Garn, is partners with Brendon. And the book, the High Performance Habits book, is absolutely phenomenal. And some of the stuff I'm going to share today are a couple nuggets and quotes from there. And then some things in my own life that I've experienced about deadlines that I think are super important and are a huge transferable principle that we can apply not only to our business, but in our personal life, our business life, our health life, our faith life. Some things that we can apply, I think, that'll help every one of you guys. But this quote from Albert Einstein that I read in Brendon's book was absolutely phenomenal. Only one who devotes himself to a cause with his whole strength and soul can be a true master. For this reason, mastery demands all of a person. And guys, I'm fortunate enough to hang around some unbelievable high performers. As a matter of fact, we just finished a couple weeks ago. We wrapped up our very first GSD Elite Mastermind in Atlanta, Georgia. We rented a $2 million house on the lake. 22 people came in. And out of that group of people that are already in our GSD Elite Mastermind, it's a 30K a year mastermind. We had 3 8-figure earners in the room. 3 people that will make over $1 million a month this year. And pretty much everybody else is at least at $1 million a year in revenue. And the one thing that I've learned from all of these people is that this quote from Albert Einstein is absolutely 1,000% spot on. Only the person who devotes himself to a cause. And I want to talk about that real quick. Do you have a cause, a purpose, a passion, a why? Do you have what we would call in my time in ministry? Do you have a call? Is there something that is driving you? And I'll throw a little scripture to you. When David got ready to fight Goliath, like David, this the Bible called David a runt. Like he wasn't even big enough. He didn't have the stature or the demeanor or the intelligence. When the prophet Samuel came to actually pick out the next king, David's own father didn't even put him before the prophet because he thought he had no shot to be the king. And when David got ready to kill Goliath, this theologians say 8-foot Philistine, when he got ready to kill him, David got up and he said, "Is there not a cause? Like, isn't there something bigger than what I'm doing? Isn't there something bigger than life itself?" And the one thing that I've learned from these high performers, people like Brent Gove, people like Gary Brecka, people like Randy Garn, some of the amazing people like my good friend, Master Jeff Jafar Jafari, who Forbes magazine dubbed the Tony Robbins of Persia. Like some of the people that I get to spend time with, they live their life on purpose. They live their life with a sense of urgency and a higher call, if you will. For those of you guys that may not know, I umpire college baseball. And this is actually the first year I didn't get to work any series or any games. But this weekend, I had a good buddy of mine, Dustin, who was in town working the UAB, University of Alabama, Birmingham. I think they're in their Conference USA. He was here working a Division I series, conference series this weekend. And so we got to go out and do dinner at the end of Saturday when they got through with their game. They had a little rain delay. And so we're there and we're talking and we're just kind of kicking it about. We're talking umpire talk. And it brought me back to a moment in the Springfield, Missouri camp I'm working this Division I camp, Rich Fetchett. He's a Big Ten coordinator, Big 12 coordinator, and I'm working this camp and working three-man mechanics. And I work some three-man, but it had been a few months. Obviously, it's in September, October. Baseball season's over in like, you know, April. So it's been months since I've worked a three-man crew. And I'm working behind the plate and they're just doing situational things. They've got the pitching machine out. And the guy that is my clinician that's standing at the plate with me is named Randy Bruns. Great dude. Phenomenal dude. Well, Randy, if you picked up the NCAA baseball rule book, it says the author is Randy Bruns. So I've got none other than the baseball rule guy and the guy who contributes into the umpire mechanics manual, whether it be four-man, three-man, or two-man. He's the guy that puts all of those things together. And so we're sitting there, runners on first. I'm at home plate, and they would hit a fly ball. And instinctually, as an umpire, your left foot, when you've got runners on first, immediately goes towards third base because your third base is your responsibility. So as soon as you hear the crack of the bat, you're supposed to step towards third base. And so he did three baseballs in a row. And I did not step towards third base. And if you know Randy, if I've got any umpires, which I know I have a lot of umpires that listen to our podcast, if you know Randy at all, dude, he's this mild mannered. He's such a great dude. But the third time I didn't step to third, he stepped out behind the plate and got in my ass. Damn it, Ken, I told you, step to third. Anytime there's a runner on first and three man and you hear the crack of the bat, your first movement is your left foot going towards third. He goes, you need to have some urgency. And so for those of you guys that know me, you know I did not make that same mistake again. And I've never made that same mistake again. But I love how Randy put it to me when he said, you've got to have some urgency to get down there and cover the base that you need to cover. So anytime over the last year and a half since that conversation with Randy at my Big 10, Big 12 camp, anytime I have a conversation with an employee or a client and I talk about urgency, I share that story about step to third. And so anytime I have to have a conversation about urgency, I'll ask them, hey, how are you doing stepping to third? It's an automatic. They know exactly what I'm talking about. It is an urgency. And one of the things Randy said to me that day was, when you step to third, it needs to be instinctual. Like as soon you know in your mind, runner on first, three-man mechanics, crack of the bat, I'm going to third base. Like it needs to be instinct. You don't even need to think. It needs to be something that you do. So what do we do as business leaders and business owners when we're on this journey to build confidence, gain clarity, and create community? How do we create that sense of necessity or urgency? How do we create that instinctual pattern on the inside of us when it comes to urgency? Here's a couple things from Brendan's book on high performance habits, and a couple things some notes that I kind of sidebarred on as I'm going through the book with our team and with our community is, I love this. High performers, number one, they feel a call. Like high performers feel there's something in them There is a call, a purpose. Simon Sinek would call it a why. There is something on the inside of them that drives them, that propels them, that is a force. It is a catalyst. It literally catapults them every single day. You've heard me say this before. If you listen to this podcast, if you need an alarm clock to get out of bed, your goals aren't big enough. If you need an alarm clock, if you need something to motivate you in the morning, yesterday I was up at 4:36 chomping at the freaking bit to get going. My alarm clock was set for 5. I was going to a 6 a.m. F45 class. 4:36, bam, wide awake. Okay, is it time for me to go yet? If you need an alarm clock to get out of bed, your goals aren't big enough. What's driving you? What fuels you every single day? Listen, high performers, they feel a call. There's something greater than just themselves. It is purpose. It is an urgency. So number one, high performers feel a call. Number two, high performers set deadlines. Goes back to my good buddy, Pastor Matt Keller. Guidelines, deadlines, butts on the line. So when I have our team meeting and we have what we call a big rocks sheet every week, everybody on my team gets a big rocks. Like, what are the big rocks you need to move this week? So we do guidelines. Like, what are the things that need to be done? Like for Hannah, my executive assistant, also handles our podcast. We've got a top 100 guest list that we want on our podcast. We have a top 100 list of podcasts that I would like to be a guest on. Her job every week, her KPIs, her guideline is to book at least 2 to 3 people on my podcast per week and book me on 2 to 3 other podcasts that week. So guidelines, deadlines. So when's the deadline? For her, that KPI every week is 2 to 3. 2 to 3 guests on my show, 2 to 3 guests where I'm on. I've got a top 100 list as well. So the guideline, the deadline is, when's the deadline? So when we have something, like last week, we had a landing page for our upcoming GSD Elite Mastermind that's going to happen in Sundance, Utah, the first week of August. You can go to growstatdrive.com/Sundance and figure it out. So that was supposed to be done. We talked about it Monday. The deadline was, I need it done by Thursday at 5 p.m. Well, Monday morning, we get on a call. It's not done. Well, now it's guidelines, deadline, butts on the line. Whose ass is on the line? Whose responsibility was it to make sure that was done? And was number one, was I clear in the guideline? Was I clear in the deadline? And was I clear on who's accountable? Like, what are the consequences if this does not get done? What does that look like? And as a leader, if I give the guideline, the deadline, and the butts on the line, then what happens is I've given my team clarity. They know exactly what they need to do. And then my role is every single day when we do our team meeting, we talk about our top three. My role then is, what do you need from me in order to help you get the things done that are on your big rocks sheet for the week? What does that look like? So number one, high performers feel a call. They feel a why. They feel like there is something driving and propelling them. Number two, high performers set deadlines. High performers set deadlines. I love this Jim Rohn quote. I also got this out of Brendan's book. Without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value. Without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value. I want to share three truths about setting deadlines. Three truths. If you got a pen, write this down. If you're driving down the road in the car, not a good time to grab a pen. Number one, nothing motivates action like a hard deadline. Nothing motivates action like a hard deadline. How many of you guys have ever crammed for a college exam 3 hours before the college exam was due? Or turned a paper in when you had a midnight deadline to get it in? And you procrastinate, and all of a sudden that deadline's coming up. And you know, if I don't have this thing in at 11:59:59, I will not be able to submit this paper, and I'm going to get a zero. The urgency elevates. Nothing motivates action like a hard deadline. That's why high-performing leaders, they set deadlines. They understand the importance of setting deadlines in their life. The second truth. High performance only happens when there are real, clear deadlines. High performance only happens when there is real, clear deadlines. When you set clear deadlines, when you understand the power of a deadline, it will kick you in to high performance. I'm telling you, it will draw out the best of you when you learn the power of a deadline. Number three, real benefits only happen when there are real deadlines and real consequences. Real benefits only happen when there are real deadlines and real consequences. I remember when we got ready to do the Create Conference last fall. It was our first Create Conference in Atlanta. It was a smash. I told our team the week before, guys, our last boot camp, my favorite boot camp we did of the year was in Scottsdale. It was amazing. I said, it was a 9 out of 10. Like, we literally crushed it. We did a fantastic job. What we're going to do next week in Atlanta is going to be a 99 out of 10. We literally are going to knock it out of the park. Friday, when I got up at Create Conference, I spoke right after my good friend John Maxwell. When I spoke after John, I just wanted to kind of pull the curtain back just a little bit and let people know what it took to pull off what they were seeing take place. This was Friday morning. We opened the conference up on Thursday night. Two of my really good friends, David Pollack from ESPN's College Game Day, and my good friend Coach Hugh Jackson, former NFL head coach for the Oakland Raiders and for the Cleveland Browns, and now I think he said the 7th coach in the history of Grambling State football. We had a fundraising dinner for both of those guys that night. They both had their own perspective foundations, and John spoke that night. So we were already a good couple hours into an amazing Create Conference. And I got up and I went back to the call with Chad Johnson, John's right-hand guy, and how I booked John to be a part of Create. And I was on a FaceTime with Chad, and he told me the price. It was $80,000 to bring him in. And I said, send me over the contract. We'll get it signed. Dude, appreciate you guys. Cannot wait to work with you guys. The only problem was, guys, I didn't have $80,000 in the bank. My next call was to my good friend, Nate May, who worked for John for years. Chad was actually an intern with Nate when he first started at Enjoy 20 years ago. Get on the call with Nate, and I said, dude, Chad said to tell you, hey. Nate goes, how much? He didn't even say anything else. He just said, how much? I said, $80,000. He looked at me and he paused for about 2 seconds and then he laughed. And he goes, you're going to do it, aren't you? I said, you're damn right I'm going to. He goes, how are you going to pay for it? I said, I have no freaking idea, but we're going to do it. And what it did was real benefits, think about this truth, only happen when there are real deadlines and real consequences. So the first payment I sent out to John was $22,250, and that was due like that week. The next payment due to John, $22,250, was due in about 4 more weeks. And then 3 weeks after that, another one, and then a week before the conference, another one. That totaled the $80,000, I think is how we paid it out. It was actually $85,000 is what it was. It was $85,000, and that's how we paid it out. And I wanted to share with people, that day, I wanted to pull the curtain back and give them an idea of, you guys see everything on the outside and it looks so sexy. It looks so amazing. You're doing this conference. You've grown this fast. Your business is growing. You're growing your eXp Realty team. Your podcast is one of the top 100 in America. New releases. Your book was a number one Amazon bestseller in 4 different categories. Like, dude, you are freaking crushing it. You spoke for Grant Cardone. You've been on a stage with Grant. You spoke at the Undercover Billionaire Bootcamp. You're speaking all over the country. You're doing these amazing things. But I said, hang on just 1 second. Let me pull the curtain back and let me tell you about the nights I woke up at 2 a.m. questioning whether or not I had what it took to pull all this off. Can you really do this? The look on people's face, they literally thought I was lying to them. Like, Ken, can you really pull this off? I'm asking myself at 2 a.m., can we really do this? Listen, the third truth about deadlines is that real benefits only happen when there are real deadlines and real consequences. It's risk versus reward. It is risk versus reward. What are you willing to risk? I was on a podcast today with a young cat. Podcast is blowing up. I was on the podcast today and he asked me a question about going all in on something. I said, dude, I'm the wrong one to ask about going all in because I go all in on the constant. Like I literally go in all in over and over and over and over and over. Sometimes I hit a home run. Sometimes I strike out. But I'm constantly leaning into the truth that real benefits only happen when there are real deadlines and real consequences. Real benefits only happen when there are real deadlines and real consequences. You want to take your life personally, professionally, financially, or our core five from our GSD Elite Mastermind. You want to take your faith, your physical condition, your relationships, your business, your finances to the next level. Learn how to set and keep deadlines. Learn what my good friend Matt Keller says, guidelines, deadlines, and butts on the line. Learn the power in that. Learn the power of accountability. Learn the power of setting a deadline and then meeting it. Remember, nothing motivates action like a hard deadline. High performance only happens when there are real deadlines. And real benefits only happen when there are real deadlines and real consequences. Guys, thanks for joining us today for another episode of As the Leader Grows. Listen, if this has blessed you, number one, we're honored to be able to be where we are and the thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads that we've already seen in this podcast just in the first couple months. It's absolutely mind-blowing what God's doing right now. But number one, I want to say a huge thank you. Number two, if you're listening today, subscribe, download, leave us a 5-star review. Take a screenshot. If you're listening, tag me over on Instagram at Ken Jocelyn, at Ken Jocelyn Team. We would love for you again to leave a 5-star review. We're going to take all the 5-star reviews we have, and we're going to give away a $5,000 seat to our Create Conference in Atlanta, January 26th, 27th, and 28th. Myself, John Maxwell, Ed Milette, Randy Garn, Amberly Lago, Carlos Reyes. We've got an unbelievable lineup already nailed down for Create 23, the number one entrepreneur conference in the Southeast. Live band, celebrities, it's going to be insane. Also, I would love for you, man, if this content's got you stirred up, jump into our free 10-day challenge, growstackdrive.com/challenge. growstackdrive.com/challenge. Jump into that 10-day challenge that gives you 10 days of our coaching calls every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern and every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. That gives you access to my Grow course. It's an online course that we spent 6 figures to get done where we talk about mindset, crushing limiting beliefs like fear, insecurity, scarcity, comparison, shame, and success. And it gives you access to our private Facebook community, which is one of a kind. But anyway, again, love you guys. I hope you have an amazing, amazing day. Go crush it. Build confidence. Gain clarity. And by all means, go build relationships. Be a person that wants something for people, not from people. Have a blessed week. Thanks for tuning in to the As the Leader Grows podcast. My heart is always to add value to others on their journey to becoming the best version of themselves. If this episode did that for you, please subscribe, like, and share. Also, as a thank you for listening, please visit book.growstackdrive.com to get a free digital copy of my Amazon best-selling book, As the Leader Grows. Tune back in often and continue your journey of growth, whether it is here or elsewhere. The best investment you can make as a leader is in yourself.